Frozen planes, they're an icy problem.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the faith-building Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, I recall frozen planes being discussed in our Creation Magazine. Well, tell us about those and why they're such a problem, especially for the evolutionists.
Actually, it's only a problem for those who believe it takes millions of years for deep layers of ice to accumulate in places like the Arctic and Antarctic. In 1942, during World War II, a squadron of P-38 and B-17 planes had to be abandoned after they landed on Greenland's icy coast. In 1980, searchers began looking for these planes. They thought they'd be easy to find. But many years and many dollars later, the eight planes were finally found, buried 250 feet deep in the ice and 3 miles from their original location. The searchers were astounded. You see, evolutionists have conditioned us to believe that it takes thousands of years for just a few feet of ice to form. In fact, on the basis of the way evolutionists have measured ice layers forming, these planes were buried 2,000 years ago. You see, it's not the facts that speak against the biblical account of a recent creation. It's the mindset of our culture that's been indoctrinated to believe in millions and billions of years. Our answers should always come from the Bible.
What about the biblical account of the flood? Was it really worldwide? And how many animals were really on the ark? Ken Ham answers these and many more questions in his new free booklet. It's found on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.